Welcome to this special deep dive. If you are a UK small business owner trying to cut through the tech jargon, well, we made this just for you.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping it completely practical today.
Because 70% of UK small businesses feel this, like immense pressure to adopt AI right now, but only about 15% are actually doing it. And our mission today is pulling from gov.uk reports and SME surveys to see how AI actually works on the ground for you.
Right, and if it's genuinely worth the investment, because that massive gap between the 70% feeling the pressure and the 15% actually adopting it, it really comes down to a fundamental misunderstanding, I mean, of what AI actually gave.
Like they're waiting for a money-making magic wand.
Exactly. But looking at the businesses that do use it regularly, 87% of them report a major increase in productivity. So the data points clearly to AI being a time machine, you know, not a money machine.
A time machine. I actually really like that. So it reliably buys back your hours.
Right. But your revenue only goes up if you take those saved hours and actually use them to sell or improve your product.
So it's essentially a hyper-efficient virtual intern. Like, this intern can sort your invoices or summarize your meetings in seconds. But if you just use that extra time to, I don't know, take a longer lunch, your bank balance won't change.
Yeah, you have to actively direct that reclaimed time toward growth, which means we need to look at exactly where this intern actually reclaims those hours in a typical business.
Right, like admin work, right?
Oh, massively. I mean, SME staff often spend 8 to 20 hours a week just on document admin. Now, AI tools can sit in on your virtual meetings, transcribe the entire conversation in real time.
And just instantly pull out the action items.
Exactly. A bulleted list of action items and who is responsible for them right there.
Wow. And I imagine that same logic applies to finance, too. Because I've seen tools integrating with software like Xero, but I've always wondered, how does it actually save time without just creating more auditing work for the business owner?
Well, it changes your workflow to something called exception-based management.
Exception-based management. What does that actually mean in practice?
So instead of manually typing in the details of every single receipt and invoice, the AI scans the documents, understands what they are, and just inputs the data automatically.
Okay, so it does the heavy listing.
Right. You only step in for the exception. So when the system flags an anomaly, like maybe a mismatch between a purchase order and a final invoice, you just review that outlier.
That makes total sense. But okay, if the AI is smart enough to read and categorize an invoice, putting it in front of the actual customer seems like the natural next step.
It definitely is.
But I do have to push back here. I mean, we've all been trapped in those terrible automated phone loops. Won't my customers absolutely hate talking to a bot?
Well, yeah, that is the danger if it's implemented poorly. But modern generative AI works completely differently than those old rigid menus we're used to.
Like pressing one for this, two for that?
Exactly. Vodafone actually tackled this brilliantly with their VOXI brand. Instead of forcing customers into that rigid decision tree, their AI reads the customer's natural language.
Oh, so it understands their actual intent.
Yes, and it pulls the right answer directly from the company's knowledge base. It's having a fluid conversation.
But there still has to be a breaking point, right? Like where the AI just doesn't know the answer.
Right. And their design assumed from day one that not all interactions should be automated. The system includes this instant escape hatch.
Ah, like a direct handover to a real person.
Exactly. Customers can easily be transferred to human agents, and the AI passes along the full context of the chat. So the human staff aren't doing password resets anymore. They actually gain more capacity to handle the complex, sensitive cases.
So it augments the team. It doesn't alienate the customer. I love that. But all of this sounds great for a massive telecom company like Vodafone. As a small business owner, I'm assuming setting up natural language chatbots requires like a massive upfront budget that I just don't have.
You would think so. But because the software is becoming so accessible, AI projects and SMEs typically see a payback window of just 60 to 90 days.
Wait, really? Just 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, and plus, many businesses are actually offsetting these implementation costs using HMRC's R&D tax reliefs or capital allowances.
Oh, that's a huge tip right there.
Yeah, the mistake is thinking you need this massive, expensive transformation. You actually just need to target one single, painful operational bottleneck first.
Right, finding that one specific workflow that just drains your day. So if I have a zero tech budget, how do I safely test this today without breaking my business?
Take a website inquiry form. You can set it up so that when a lead comes in, AI automatically routes it into your customer database, your CRM, and it drafts a personalized email response for you to approve.
And you can do that cheaply.
You can usually prove the value of that using just the free tier of an AI tool. And once it reliably buys you back those hours, then you scale up.
Start small, find one bottleneck, and use that virtual intern to build your time machine. It's a very practical way for you to step into the technology.
Completely agree.
Which leaves us with one final thought to ponder. If AI handles the routine admin, filters the initial customer queries, and automates the finance data entry, could it eventually eliminate the hidden tax of SME growth entirely? Just imagine a near future where this time machine paves the way for highly profitable one-person micro-multinationals right here in the UK. That is a completely different way of doing business.